FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
We do have a guest that's coming up, and that is Reverend Dean Nelson. He's the CEO of the Douglas Leadership Institute. After we do our interview with him, we don't have any more guests, so we're going to open the phone lines up and entertain your thoughts on what's going on with Trump over in Europe, what's going on with these crazy elections in Florida and Georgia, and anything else that you want to talk about. As I said, we've got Reverend Dean Nelson. Reverend, how are you, sir?
Chris, thanks so much, man. Great to be with you.
Good. Glad to have you on. You know, one of the things that that clip that I played was, I can't think of his name, first name, but Mr. Gillum, who was running for governor of Florida. Last Tuesday night, he conceded the race. But it seems at the last minute, when the lawyers and everything start coming down to Florida, that he seems to have changed his mind and wants every vote to be counted. I know that democracy is important and every vote does count. But, you know, me personally, I feel what's going on in Georgia and Florida is kind of making a mockery of the democratic process instead of enhancing it.
It is troubling. I had a conversation just last night with my father, who is in his 80s, and, you know, he's a veteran, and he was just so challenged by the country that he worked for, the country that he fought for, is sinking into a place that we used to look at, you know, developing nations having these type of challenges. And so my hopes and prayers are that democracy will prevail, that we will have people that are there that are helping to watch over this process. But it is certainly troubling finding that. And it's not just in these two states. Mm-hmm. There are other states, too, but these are actually high profile.
Now, you are the CEO of the Douglas Leadership Institute, which is an organization that is looking out for African-American interests when it comes to community justice reform, economic empowerment. Last hour, we had Jimmy Kemp, CEO of the Jack Kemp Foundation, and they are honoring Representative Tim Scott, who passed legislation that enhanced empowerment zones. Talk a little bit about that and what the Douglas Leadership Institute is looking to empower African-Americans and get them away from the Democratic Party, per se, but more as a open-minded to look at other philosophies.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah, the Jimmy Kemp's a great guy. Yes. They're doing an event coming up to honor, of course, his father, who was a champion of these type of enterprise and opportunity zones, years ago. We're really excited. We were very supportive of Senator Tim Scott and his work with these zones in every one of these states, and hopeful that they'll be able to, ease some of the challenges that urban communities experience and have investment to come into those areas to provide tax breaks for people that want to invest in those areas. And so that's the type of initiative that the Douglas leadership is behind, named after the great abolitionist Frederick Douglass. We are focused on righteousness and justice. Our three areas, as you stated, criminal justice reform, strengthening the black family, which we have seen, decimated largely due to socialist and liberal policies over the last few generations. So those are the things that we support, and we were pleased to work there in your state of Missouri. I met with a pastor just 2 days ago, and we did a short interview about how, years in the past, Claire McCaskill had come and visited his church, but that he, after being a part of the Douglas Leadership Institute and going through some of our programming, had completely switched his thoughts and his ideas, and organized 15 folks from his community, and along with you, helped to knock on over 20,000 doors in the greater St. Louis area to put out nonpartisan voter guides that helped to educate those within our community about these issues. And he was pleased with the outcome of the election, and hopes that we'll have more people in greater St. Louis and Missouri that'll be able to awaken to some of these realities that have gone on within the African-American community for years.
And again, we're speaking with Dean Nelson. He's the CEO of the Douglas Leadership Institute. You know, Dean, I think one of the misperceptions that a lot of people have, especially African-Americans, is they believe that if you are an African-American and you're conservative, that your whole mission is to try to have every African-American that votes Democrat to vote Republican. And I know your organization is nonpartisan, so you deal more in philosophies. But speak on a little bit that I think it's more important that African-Americans are represented in both parties, because unfortunately what we have now is, you know, one party that takes us for granted because they already know they have our vote. And then we have another party that takes us for granted because they think they'll never get our vote. Speak about the importance of African-Americans being represented in both parties, both philosophies.
Yeah, you know, when you look at any other ethnic group, pretty much they don't look surprised if you have folks that are Republican, Democrat, or Independent. But when it comes to the African-American community, people expect that you're supposed to be in the Democratic Party. You know, I was living in Georgia at the time when, for the first time in over 100 and some years, the state legislature and the governorship shifted from Democrat to Republican. And African Americans didn't have any, Republicans except for one that were serving state legislature. So they no longer had any real voice because they were all in the Democrat Party. And I think that, what we're trying to do from a nonpartisan standpoint is to help that balance, because we feel like that it doesn't serve any community well by having all of your eggs in one basket, so to speak. But moving beyond that, Chris, you know, I serve with the Douglas Leadership Institute as well as the Frederick Douglass Foundation, mm-hmm. which is a more political entity where we are trying to make sure that African Americans who are Republican have a fair shot as well. And we're trying to encourage more African-Americans to join the Republican Party, and in the capacity with the Frederick Douglass Foundation, we do that quite aggressively in a lot of states as well.
You know, one of the problems that I see when it comes to the African-American community's leadership, look, what they are advocating for, I don't agree with it, but I don't begrudge them for advocating for liberal policies. The thing that frustrates me the most is there's no strategy, really, no political strategy to really implement it. It seems that they mistake social activism for a political strategy, and the two are not the same. Speak on that, on that some.
Well, you know, I think the thing that I would respond to that is that out of this most recent election, seeing people like Pastor Robinson, and they were, you know, over 150 folks that we worked with in different states that have been activists, but they have taken matters into their own hands, and their desire is now to hold conservatives accountable because they feel like, okay, hey, look, I've left, you know, the Democrat, you know, plantation, but for what we want to see change happen within the African-American community, we recognize that we've gotten really nothing has really changed in these urban communities. If we believe that the Republican Party and conservative values are the answer, then we want to see those implemented and not just be used, you know, as people to kind of help, you know, get votes. But how do we hold these folks accountable? Well, because I believe that the biggest problem with African-American community is that we don't hold elected officials accountable, regardless of what party they're in. And my hope is that through the work that we're doing around the country, that we will be able to have a stronger voice and to hold people accountable for the values that we believe.
You know, you speak to the pastors. You're on the ground and the grassroots. You know, we see polls that say that Trump's African-American support is 36% in some instances. I don't believe that it's that high, but I do believe it is higher than what is traditionally we see. Give your perspective on that. You're on the ground. You talk to these pastors. You talk to these grassroots leaders. Is there growing support within the African-American community for Donald Trump, President Donald Trump?
Yeah, well, all of the things, I think it's important when we actually look at what these polls are saying, it is support for the job that the president is doing. Doesn't mean that these people are ready to, you know, shift all of their vote and become Republicans, but it is support for the job that the president is doing. And I think that that is really important for us to understand, because what I'm telling people in our community is, look, you may disagree with some of the rhetoric that you hear, from statements that you hear from the president, but at the end of the day, he's the leader of our nation. We need to evaluate him on his job record. What has he done? And I think that we can point very clearly, whether it's, you know, the unemployment within the African American community, for social conservatives and people in the faith community, to see what he has done regarding religious liberty, things that he's done that are pro-life, supporting of Israel. I think that there's no question that his scorecard is going to come very positive and get good marks. And I think that that is what's resonating. I think that what we want to do is to help more people look at his job performance, and hopefully that will translate into support at the ballot box, you know, come 2020, because I think that he has done a superb job, honestly, when it comes to the things that matter to me and things that matter to us as conservatives.
Dean, give the audience where they can get more information on the Douglas Leadership Institute.
That's great. If you are in social media, you can find us at Douglas Leadership Institute on Facebook. If you want to visit our website, it's dlinstitute.org. And you can also find us at fdfnational.org. That's the Frederick Douglass Foundation, which is the political arm of our organization. And we'd love to come back. We're planning to do some events in Missouri in February, which is Black History Month.
Yeah.
We've already had discussions both in Kansas City and in St. Louis, so we look forward to connecting with your audience in the future regarding the work that we do.
Dean, great talking to you, my friend. That's Dean Nelson, CEO of the Douglas Leadership Institute. Have a great day, sir.
Thanks so much.
Mm-hmm.
Get more at 971talk.com.